Thank God, do not want. Amen. Thank the Lord. I'm reading in 1 Thessalonians tonight, chapter 4. And very familiar verses. Thank God. Verse number 16. The Bible said, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Verse 17, then we which are alive and remain. You look up the word remain, and it will say in the Strong's Concordance, it says survive. Amen. And we which are alive, Paul put him in there, we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. There's comfort in them words. Amen. The Thessalonians thought that if they wasn't my friend living when the Lord come, amen, that they thought when somebody died, if they wasn't living when the Lord come, they were sorrowing over the fact to think that they wouldn't go up. Thank God. But Paul comforted them to say, if they believe in Christ, amen, them also will God bring with him. I'm glad tonight that we know that. But I want you to look at the latter part, verse number 17. And the Bible said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. I'm glad for that tonight. Thank God that I have that hope within me tonight that I'll be at the Lord. There's some things tonight that I know for sure. Thank God that we know as people of God that we know, thank God, there's some things that we won't find out when we get there. We know before we get there. We know tonight, thank God, about the new birth. Amen. We know that we've been born again. You don't wait to get born again. You've got to be born again to enter the kingdom of God. The kingdom of God within us tonight. Without the kingdom of God, a man's not saved. He's got to be in the kingdom of God. Amen. It comes through the new birth. It comes through, my friend, thank God, knowing Christ. Amen. I'm not waiting to find out whether I'm getting in. I'm already in. Thank God, I don't have to wonder tonight, thank God, whether I'm in or whether I'm going to make it. Amen. Or somebody said, I hope I make it. Well, brethren, you better have more than that. Amen. It's not a hope so salvation, it's a no so salvation. I'm grateful for that. John said, we know. Thank God, we have eternal life. Do you believe the Lord tonight when he said, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand? My Father, which gave them me, it's greater than all, and no man's able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I'm glad he wrote that. He said that, thank God, to his sheep. And I'm confident tonight, as Paul was, he was persuaded heavily. Thank God that him he believed in was able to keep that which committed. He committed unto him against this day, that there was a day, thank God, in the salvation experience that we were, thank God, saved and committed to him. Amen. Thank God, he'll not break, my friend, his oath. He'll not break his covenant tonight. We have an eternal covenant through the blood of Christ, thank God, that's ever sealed us until the day of redemption, the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'm a Holy Ghost believer. Amen. That's right. I believe Christ. I believe the Holy Ghost. I believe the Holy Ghost come to point men to Christ. I believe tonight, thank God, we have him within us. Amen. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, these three are one. And I believe in him tonight, and I believe he's the only witness that I have that testified in my heart that I've been born again. I know that before I get there. Amen. I want to say this. I know, thank God, he's sovereign before I get there. Amen. I know he does whatsoever he pleases. I know, thank God, that all things are of God. I know, thank God, in Christ, and amen, all things consist. I know tonight, thank God, he's on the throne. It don't matter whether Republicans or Democrats believe it. David. He's on the throne tonight. Amen. After the election, he'll still be on the throne. Amen. He'll never, my friend, ain't God be off the throne. He's in charge. All judgment's been committed unto him. And whatever happens, it's because he ordained it. He set it up. And brother, he'll do what he pleases. Amen. Every knee will bow one day to him. Every tongue will confess. He's Lord to the glory of God the Father. He's sovereign. That means he's in complete charge. He's in complete charge of my life and your life and everything around us. Everything that went through your way today, it was God set up and ordained. Amen. That all things work together for good other them that love God, who are the called according to his purpose tonight. His purpose is to conform you to the image of his Son. It might be suffering that he has to go allowing your life to go through that. Ain't God to be conformed to that image. Amen. Whatever he decides, we're the clay and he's the potter. Amen. And whatever he does right. He ain't never made a mistake. He's never wondered what he ought to do. Amen. He's always ahead of the game. My wife said it right tonight. He goes before the sheep. I won't have to find out when I get there. Amen. Who the sovereign is. Amen. He's sovereign tonight. Everything he does is right. Amen. Thank God, we wonder sometimes why we have to go through what we go through, why we face what we face. But the fact of it is, if you believe tonight you're in the hand of God, he's in charge of your life. Amen. He allows us to make decisions. He allows us, my friend, to decide on some things. But the fact of it is, he's still the one in charge. Amen. Thank God, Jonah got on a ship and God allowed him to. But thank God, when he got on, he knew what to do to get him off. Amen. He shook the boat, thank God, in a storm. Jonah was asleep under the boat. And brother, he was sleeping. And the storm was a-raging. But thank God, God's the one who sent the storm. He prepared a fish. Amen. He even had to tell the mariners he was a Hebrew. Amen. He believed in the Jehovah God. Amen. Thank God. And then men knew he did. Amen. I'm Jonah, run from God. Why do you run from God? Amen. Why do you run from him? Amen. You don't believe him. Amen. Hey, God's the path might not be what you want. Hey, God, he didn't want to go to Nineveh. Amen. He has prejudice toward him. Amen. I went out there, that's friend. Thank God. Ain't no telling what God might tell you to do. Amen. You don't chart the path. God charts the path. Amen. Thank God, when he found out they couldn't get the boat to land. Amen. Jonah said it right. He said, the only way the storm's going to quit is you get me off this boat. Amen. The mariners, thank God. Amen. Even knew who God was after that, friend. Amen. Thank God they threw him overboard. And thank God the wind ceased. And the waves calmed down. And the whale swallowed him. Amen to God. Amen. After he spent some time in the whale. Amen. 3 days and three nights. Thank God he said salvation's of the Lord. Thank God the fish spotted him out. Thank God he was second time the word came to him and said, go to Nineveh. Like I told you, everything was set up by the God of heaven. There's only one sign in the New Testament, and that's Jonah being in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, and Christ in the heart of the earth. I'm telling you, God had it all set up. Amen. Ain't no need to fret. Thank God, rest in it. Amen. I know he's sovereign. Amen. I don't have to wait to get to heaven. No, he loves me. Amen. Thank God, but I'm glad he loves me. Amen to God, son. The devil tells me that God don't love me. You know, I will say this. I'll be glad to get there because that's when I'm going to get the devil off my back. Amen. That's right. He'll get off my back. I told him this afternoon. I said, you pretty persistent, old boy. It don't ever cease. Amen. A day. Thank God that he ain't on my back. Amen. Whispering things in my ear. He tells me all the time. He said, you're not right. He'll tell me you ain't one of God's. He'll tell me you ain't called to preach. He'll tell me all kind of things. I'm the God wondering when he's going to quit, amen. And I found it out. He ain't got quit till I leave out of here. Hey, he'll tell you all the kind of things. He's a liar, friend. He don't like you glorifying God. He hates God. He don't want you glorifying God. One day that rascal has got to be put in a lake of fire. And I'm going to say hallelujah. Burn him up, amen. That's right. He'll stay on you. He stays on us. I mean, it's amazing of the pressure. I mean, I tell you, if I thought, thank God, sometimes getting in my car and riding, thank God, to Oklahoma, amen, and that would get him off my back, I'd take a trip. But he'll be down there when I get there. Amen. I'm telling you, he never bothered me until I got saved. He never said nothing to me. Amen. He had me. Thank God. But when I got saved, he started tell me, God don't care about you, and you're not saved anyhow. You just playing a game. I said to God, amen, God take care of him. I can't handle him, amen. But I know you can, and I know he's going to bother me. Thank God, as long as I'm in the flesh, he's going to wrestle with my mind, amen. That's right, he's a liar. Amen, I wish I could shake him off. I'm just being honest. Thank God you can once in a while. Paul shake the serpent off into the fire. Amen. The fire. Thank God's where the snake went. Amen. He's a crawling again. Amen. That's right, son. One day. And I believe this in my heart. Roger Massey said this one time. And I like what he said. He said the devil isn't nothing but a hammer in the hand of God. And I say that's probably right. Amen. God allows the devil to buffet up. Did he not, Paul? He said he sent a messenger of Satan. What? To buffet me. The word buffet means a hit on me. Amen. To rough me up a little bit. Why did he do that? Thank God that he wouldn't be exalted above measure. Amen. That means when the devil's on your back, it's probably because you're doing something right. Amen. That's right. That's the day. Thank God I'll be clear. Amen. But I won't have to get to heaven to find out God loves me. Amen. Thank God I felt the love of God in my soul and manifest in my spirit. Thank God, love him. Amen. That's in my room. Thank God, I just tell him sometime. I say, Lord, thank God, I won't tell you I love you. Amen. I get down and pray. That's what I'll say, Lord, I love you. Amen. He'll always answer back, I love you. And he done it first. Amen. He loved me before I loved him. He loves me as I am. Thank God, he loves you as you are. Amen. No matter how imperfect we are, thank God we're his purchased people, and he loves you tonight. Thank God exactly the way you are. He wants to make you what he wants you, and he loves you. Thank God in our mistakes and sins and failures and faults, God loves me, amen, as much as he does today. Perfects me, amen. That's right. Thank God today he perfects you. Amen. Thank God. We'll live in his presence. Amen. In his presence. His fullness of joy. But I won't have to get to heaven to find out that he loves me. Amen. That's right. Praise God. You won't neither. Now, I'm going to say this tonight. The reason that a lot of times we struggle is we just don't believe God. Amen. We just don't believe God. Amen. The Lord said, you can trust me. I mean, why wouldn't you trust me, Joel? I mean, thank God I spake and it was done. I made the earth, heaven and earth. I mean, in 6 days, thank God I created everything. Amen. And what I done, amen, is complete. Amen. That's right. What he does is complete. Everything's complete in him. Thank God on the cross he cried, it's finished. And when he cried that, it was finished. A sin had been paid for. Thank God your sin had been paid for. I like what Brother Henderson said. thinking about that. He said your sin went into the blood because the blood's what washed it, amen. And that's a good thought. I mean, we are washed by the blood, and the sin was washed away by the blood, and the blood denies my hope. I like that song, my hope is in the blood, because I know tonight, thank God, it's in heaven. I know he appeared to God not without blood, and without the shedding of blood there's no remission. And I know tonight, thank God, that I'm saved. I know tonight, thank God, that I'm secure. I know tonight, thank God, I don't have to wait to find it out. I'm telling you, I know it tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Thank God. He said, and we shall ever be with the Lord. Ever be with the Lord. Amen. Listen, somebody said, explain that. I said, I really can't. Amen. Listen, friend, I know when we shall see him, we shall be made like him. We shall see him as he is. I believe he said, when he shall appear, we shall be made like him. Amen. But thank God, if I die now, I'm going to be with him. If I die now, I'm going to be in the presence of God. And to be asked in front of the body, be presence of the Lord. And I know, thank God, them is saved and have the Holy Ghost. Amen to God. They're going to be with him. Amen. That's right. You're going to be with him. I don't know what heaven's like. I've read the dimensions and all that, and read about the street of gold and the gates of pearl and all them things. Brother, I'm telling you, I don't hope you don't bother me. Hope this don't bother you, but that's not really what I'm interested in. I'm more interested in who I'm going to be with. Amen. It's not as much as the street of gold. We're going to walk on that gold. Amen. But brother, listen. I'm interested in seeing him. Amen. That's what I want to see. I want to see all the loved ones gone before me. I want to see him first. And I believe I'll see him first. I don't mean nobody's going to give me a tour of heaven. I don't mean nobody's going to say, let me take you around. I believe, thank God, I'll see him first. Amen. He's my Redeemer. He's my Lord. I believe you'll see him first. Amen. I believe you'll show himself to you. I believe you're going to see him, amen. I believe, thank God, it's going to happen. I'm telling you, in a fast way, amen to God. Gone here and over there, amen. Yeah. Believe it's like that. Amen. He even said Lazarus. Amen. It said Lazarus was carried by the angels in Abraham's bosom. That's when it was in paradise. He's carried by, listen. And he said, he's comforted. Thou art tormented because the rich man died without God. Amen. Listen, friend. The beggar done that because he couldn't do nothing else. The beggar begged because that's what he had to have. He begged because he couldn't do nothing else. Amen. That's right. Listen, I don't even believe that man could walk. They said they laid him at the gate full of sores. Amen. He was laid at that gate. Hey, God, but he knew God. Amen. That shows you right there, son. It ain't about what you have here. It's about what you got over there. It ain't about having a bunch of things here. That's all going to be left behind. It's about what you got on the other side. Amen. I got a lot on the other side. Amen. I got some family members on the other side. I got some church members on the other side. Thank God, but I'm telling you, I got Christ on the other side, amen. Thank God for that, brother. I'll be with the Lord, amen. Thank God, even so, come, Lord Jesus. Amen. Wherefore comfort? He said, comfort one another these words. It's comfort in it because they didn't understand and believe the fact that somebody that died in the Lord, if they wasn't living when the Lord come, they wasn't going to go. That's why he said the dead in Christ shall rise first. Because he was telling them, thank God, you got hope. We're not like others that have no hope. Amen. They don't understand us tonight. Why should they understand us? Amen. There's all kind of religion today, but they don't understand born again people. They don't understand, thank God, knowing Christ, knowing about being saved, going to heaven, thank God, when we leave here. They don't understand that. Amen. They don't understand about it. Can I tell you this tonight? I'm going to give you what I think. I think, brethren, listen. If you could take in your mind tonight the best time you've ever had, it's hard to do, best time you ever had in the Holy Ghost. And this thing, that's touching the hem of the garment. And think, one day I will not have an imperfect body. And I'm going to tell you this, I know this to be a fact. I know that the day that he gets me and takes me, that'll be the first day that I didn't have no sin. That I don't have to wrestle with sin. I don't have to wrestle with it. I don't have to think about it. Amen. I'm perfect. made whole. Amen. There's no sin in that city tonight. The only thing that resembles sin is the marks in the Lord's hands and feet and side. Because that's why he died, to save us from that sin. And God, that perfected work in us is going to be perfect in completion then. Amen. We're not complete now. We are in Christ. But we still have this sinful body. That's why you thought some bad thoughts today. That's why you said some things you probably shouldn't have said. That's why you fall. Amen. That's right, brother. Not trust him. That's just a weakness of all Adamic flesh, but one day yet will not be. The flesh is going to drop. That's what the song said, Brother Chris. Ain't got this robe of flesh, I'll drop and rise. Ain't got and reach to that everlasting prize. I'm telling you, so shall we be the Lord tonight. Amen. Thank God. Are you ready to go? Are you ready to go? Are you ready? To go to be with God. Amen. You say, when's he coming? When he comes. And nobody knows when he's coming but him. That's right. I ain't in the date setting. These people set dates, they just messed up. You can't set a date on it. You say, when's he coming? Soon? I know what he said. He said, when I come, I shall not tarry. Somebody used that scripture the other day. That he won't tarry. That means he ain't stopping. He's coming. He's not stopping by no planets. Amen. That's right. He ain't stopping by Mars to pick up a few people. Amen. He's coming to this place. Amen. Amen. Like, thank God. Amen. It might be like this. I don't know. But when the servant brought Rebecca back. Amen, Brother Todd. Remember when the servant brought Rebecca back? And he said, there's Isaac. What did it say? She lit off the camel. Amen. Amen, buddy. She got the Isaac. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God. When we shall see him, we shall be made like him. Yeah. We'll unite with him. Amen. That's right. In wholeness. Amen. That's the best day of that's the best day, because that's when you really can worship him. Thank God I won't do it now. Amen. I want to worship him now. I like it when the Holy Ghost comes around. I want to worship him now. Amen. I told the Lord this morning, I said, thank God, Lord, I believe in this thing now. I just believe in the Holy Ghost. I believe he lives in me, and I believe, thank God, he gives me strength, power, and grace. Right. I mean, I just believe in that, friend. I'm telling you, people don't believe in the Holy Spirit of God. What they're depending on, I mean, I know Christ is the one that lives in us, but it's the power of God that he put in us. It's through the Holy Spirit who come on the day of Pentecost. How the Holy Ghost did, amen. What anoints your preaching? What anoints your singing? What anoints your testimony? What anoints your worship? It's the Holy Ghost. Thank God we'll be in a perfect body. Amen. We'll worship him. And I'm going to tell you this. I don't have to wait to heaven. I worship him. You say, what's he going to do for a million years? Well, I didn't know there was going to be any years. I thought it was going to be eternal. No ending. That's right. You say, can you conceive that? Not really. I'm not too good at conceiving things such as that, but I will believe this. I worship him forever. Amen. That's why I'm going to worship him forever. That's what I know I'm going to do. I know I'm going to worship him forever. Now, I know all this other stuff people say, and I know it's sentimental, and we'll sit by the tree of life, and we'll sit down at the river and all that, and that might be so. But I'm telling you this tonight, friend. I ain't so concerned about that. I want to be around where he's at. Amen. And worship him. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Thank God for that. Amen. You ready to go? Amen. He might come tonight. Might. So you think he will? I don't know. Amen. You can be saved and not be ready, prepared. You can be saved and not be prepared. Amen. You got to get prepared. That means be ready. Amen. That means Paul said, looking for the blessed hope. Be looking for it. He said, and there was a crowd of them that loved his appearing. Right. Amen. Comfort one another. These words. All pain. I like it. Revelation 21 and verse 4. I'll be through tonight. He said this. He said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. Now this is in heaven. Tears in heaven is because it has to be something to do with the judgment. It has to be something to do with the judgment. But God's, listen. All former things are going to be. that meant that everything before that is going to be passed away. Former things. You'll say, will you be looking for somebody that you thought might be there? No, not when the former things passed away. It's going to be about him. I do think that we'll be at the judgment. And I think we're going to be at the white throne judgment. And I think we're going to say, he's a just God. Notice, he said here, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death. There'll never be another grave. Never be another grave. Never be another grave. Never be another tombstone. Amen. Amen. Never another Brother Robert a boot heel. Amen. Amen. He said, no more death, neither sorrow, no more sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain. Pain is a lot of ways you can have pain. You have physical pain, have mental anguish and pain. That's probably the worst. And I know it's hard when your body's got pain in it. And I'm telling you, when you lay down at night and you sleep, not only maybe from a physical affliction, but from mental anguish, and you can't get no victory. Listen, friend, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more physical pain. There'll be no more mental pain. There'll be no more pain. Thank God. These old feeble bodies, thank God, they ain't going up there, friend. He said, this corruption must put on incorruption. Amen, son. He ain't, listen, can I tell you this? I'm going to tell you this. Listen, you get a hold of this. He's not going to allow anything in heaven that's not new. Think about that. That's right, buddy. Ain't nothing in heaven ain't new, son. Amen. That's right. Amen, son. You can have a new body. Amen. New heaven, new earth. Amen. That's right. Thank God everything's going to be new for you. Amen, son. He ain't building no cabin for me up there, thank God. Amen. I ain't really concerned about that. Where he is, I'm going to be also. That's the main thing. Amen. Notice this here. Amen. He said there should be any more pain, nor for the former things are passed away. Former things are passed away. Amen. I don't think you could live in the joy of Jesus Christ and still have things on your mind of former things that brought you much pain and anguish. It's going to be passed away. That's right. It's going to be passed away. It'll be forever in heaven. Amen. One fella said, I thought, he said, there'd be that old brother there that I thought was going to make it. I didn't see him. And he said, I thought about that fella that I didn't think for sure he wasn't going to make it, and he did. He said, the biggest surprise was that I got there. Amen. Amen. Can I tell you this tonight? This is the honest truth. I can tell you this from my heart. This is something I know now and I'll know then, that there's no possible way that I can make it but by Christ. That's the only way. You ain't going to make it but by Christ. It ain't how I feel. Listen, this morning I got up and I felt like a, thank God, a drawled up worm. Amen. Me and my wife had prayer before she left, and I tell you, I couldn't feel like I could about crawl in my spirit. But I'm telling you what, thank God I feel pretty good now. I'm as much saved then as I was tonight. I'm as saved to thank God. Amen. It ain't based on us. It's based on him. It's based on the finished work. It's based on him tonight. You're not going to better that. Amen. Thank God. That's why I excel all the time. Amen. Grace of God. Amen. Why do you keep pursuing this thing? Why do you keep pursuing it? I'll tell you why. The grace of God's in him. Why do you keep pursuing it? The grace of God's in you. Why don't you tell me sometimes you feel the battles you've been through and the loneliness you're going through and the hardships you're going through in life, and we pray God help him. But sometimes it's a low time. But I'm telling you, he ain't less saved. He's as saved as he ever has been. Amen. And it ain't based on you. It's based on him. Amen. That'll clear your doubts up if you can believe that. That'll clear your doubts up if you can believe that. He's your representative. That's right. And wherefore comfort one another, these words. Amen. Thank you for being here tonight. Let's stand. We'll have prayer. Brother Chris, pray for us. Oh, God, have mercy.
From the help and the hand of God, Lord, that we can rest and have comfort.